And now it is a distinct pleasure, it always is, when Linda Hartow joins this show. She is a famed golf artist. And Linda, welcome to Great American Golf once again. How are you this morning?
I'm very fine. Thank you very much.
You sound like you're in the next room. You must be you must have a great connection.
Landmine. What can I say?
Hey, well, something to be said for that old technology.
Yep.
And
And
landlines are great.
I'm
All right.
sticking with
Yeah, absolute. All right, Linda, you're on the AZ Turf and More guest line. They're our sponsor for guests. And I mentioned their name, not so much to plug them, because I mention them two or three times during every show anyway. But I mention their name because they're experts at building synthetic turf. And they build them at golf courses and different places all over. So my point being, when you look at grass, how do you look at it to where you can capture it? The way that these synthetic turf companies have figured out the technology to capture grass that looks just so incredibly real that many times when I go to different golf courses or facilities, I have to walk up to the grass and literally get a foot away to see whether it's real or not. How do you, as a golf artist, capture the beauty of this game?
I just love the landscape. I mean, grass is part of it, but so is everything else that you're experiencing while you're playing. I capture all of it. And I capture all of it with equal detail, pretty much. I mean, when I take my reference photos, I zoom into every little detail and so that I have every little piece of the whole scene that I can see
Now,
in great detail.
we've talked before how you do your work, in that you take hundreds of photographs, you visit the facility, you walk the grounds, you do everything that you need to do, and then you come back to your studio and you begin your work. Do you do sketches out when you're getting ready and you're taking all these photographs? Do you take sketches and notes when you're at the facility before you come back? This was a question that was asked me by a listener recently, when I told them that you were going to be coming on. They said, because they dabble a little bit with art themselves, and they said, ask her, does she take sketches out there or just bring the photos back and go off of that?
When I first started, I think I did a little bit of the sketching, but I didn't find that really that useful. I found it much more useful to use the camera for all kinds of reference. The time it takes to actually sketch it, and that it's not the finished product, obviously, but I don't know. I absorb the whole scene with the reference, and then when I'm back in the studio, I do it again before I start painting. And basically, I don't sketch then either. I just absorb everything, and then finally, when I visualize exactly what I'm going to do, then I go to the canvas and I put, guidelines on for that. But I really don't do much in the way of preliminary sketching. Never have much.
Okay,
But.
another question from one of the listeners is, how do you get your colors so vivid and perfect? How do you get the colors so perfect? Do
Well,
you
that's
do you do you do you play with the colors and try them out until you get it just the way you want it based on the photograph and your memory of the whole that you're painting or whatever you're painting? Or do you already know what the color is going to be?
I kind of have a fixed palette, and as far as the brilliance of the colors, excuse me, it's a lot to do with the brand of the paint, believe it or not. There's certain brands I like to use, and there's certain colors that mix well together. And green is a really difficult color to control.
Why?
Because it can be too brilliant, too blue, too, it can really get off. So there's only certain pigments that I'll use, and I pretty much have them down pat. So it doesn't matter really. I don't match all the time. I don't match exactly what I see in the photograph.
What is the most difficult part of a golf hole? You know, I'm looking at my painting of yours that you were so gracious to give me from Augusta, mm-hmm. or any part of a golf course landscape that you're painting. What's the most difficult part to capture? Is it the trees, the sky, the grass, the hole? I mean, is the water? Is there any part that gives you fits?
Good question. Depends on the scene, but a lot of times the water is quite difficult. But I seem to work it out. It depends again on the reference photos and then just intuition, basically. You know, if I'm putting a different sky to a scene, which I do quite a lot, and mm-hmm. if there's water in it, then you have to figure how that's going to affect the water. That I find the most difficult thing. If I don't have it in the original scene photographs, and I've added a different sky, then that starts to get tricky.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you painted clubhouses?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I already knew the answer, but I wanted to, you know, let you.
I like clubhouses. I like old ones. I don't mm-hmm. like new ones so much. And in fact, I remember when I was doing, had to do Carnoustie, and it was before they built their new clubhouse. The old one was incredibly ugly. So I was there before they built it, so I had to figure out a scene that was going to totally hide where any building would be in that spot. So, yeah. I had to eliminate that one for sure. But most of the clubhouses are quite nice. And sometimes they're so iconic that I want them in the scene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A listener is asking, what are you working on now?
I'm just finishing up one of in the Pebble Beach area for an individual client.
Have we heard of the golf course?
Sure, Pebble Beach, maybe.
Oh, okay. I just was well. There's a few there, and they're all gorgeous.
true enough. I'm gonna do another one from there next, but yeah, it's the 18th hole, Pebble Beach.
Wow. Well, that'll be unbelievable.
Well, yeah.
I remember at the U.S. Open in 2010,
mm-hmm.
and I did this again in 2019. But in 2010, when GMAC won, I remember sitting on the edge behind the 18th green overlooking the bay and broadcasting this very radio show.
Wow.
On Saturday morning of the third round of the U.S. Open. It's one of the highlights of, and it's one of the joys of being able to do this show from anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
You know, with technology the way it is these days. All right, Linda, tell us something new. What do you have happening? Do we have, tell us what's new on the website. Let's go to that level.
Okay. Well, like I said, we have our Pick the Winner contest, which you have to sign up for emails, which we'll be doing one this coming week. And we give away prints, and it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of participation in that. And
now, when you say you're doing one this week, are you doing one for the Houston Open?
No, I mean next week, I'm sorry. Sea Island is next week, and I have a lot of paintings of Sea Island, so I definitely want to feature that one. And I have something completely new, which is I've just launched a collection of NFTs.
Oh yeah. I'm getting interested in NFTs. Somebody approached me about me having NFTs.
There you
Well,
go.
let's touch down there for a second. What is an NFT?
Well, it's a non-fungible token, whatever that means. But it's basically a crypto in the crypto world. Oh God, it's so complicated, but it exists in the crypto world. In other words, digital, it's a digital asset, and it becomes something that's collectible. You can resell it, hold it, do whatever.
The way I understood it, it's like having trading cards that are digital.
Yeah, it's a collectible,
And
basically.
so, as an artist, you can put your painting of Sea Island, and for that matter, every painting you've ever done,
Pretty much, yep. And
can
plus, you can
become.
actually animate these things where parts of them actually move, which I find very exciting.
Now, are you going to be doing that work, or is there some expert that you're going to have on board with you to do
I'm
that?
afraid I'd have to have an expert. I
Yeah.
can work with experts, but I can't do all of that myself. It's
Have you
just like,
launched this to where someone can purchase an NFT right now, or are you just getting ready?
Yeah, they're. I think they. I haven't checked, but I think they're launched, at least part of them. There's
Do we
different
find this,
collections.
and we'll find this on your website, lindaharto.com.
Yes. And that
Brilliant.
takes you to another website, which is NFT Golf Shop, which then takes you to the crypto platform OpenSea. And you have to purchase these things in crypto, Ethereum. So, yeah. Interesting. A
Fascinating. Absolutely
fascinating new
fascinating.
world.
You know what? What I love about what you're doing, Linda, is you're not only doing all of the historic and traditional art that you have and continue to create, but you're also going in the new direction. You're growing with technology, and I think it's great. Go to lindaharto.com, everybody. Get involved and pick the winner, and you can get a Linda Harto print. Go to her website, study up, check out the NFTs. I'm going to be doing that myself. Thank you so much for being with us today on
Oh,
Great American Golf, Linda. It's
it's
been a
always great to
pleasure.
be with you.
All right, there she is, Linda Harto. And make sure you get to that website, Linda, Hartouge, lindaharto.com.